Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right, so we found the clip.
Yes, we found the clip. Yes. I was like, dude, it's a... I remembered it was in, like, the beginning of one of the Jackass movies, and I'm like, okay.
I'm so happy about this.
We're going to find this clip, dude.
I mean, it's just intense, man.
Dude, something's happening.
Something bad.
Something bad's happening, dude. Somebody's dying.
Yes. We just took we just took the show to a whole new level. I mean, that's all you need right there. That little
getting bit. Getting intense, bro. The show's getting intense.
Should I play the whole thing? I got 55 seconds of it. Whoever would be turning back, oh my God, what's happening?
What's going on in Southwest Michigan?
I just love seeing, just imagining all these opera people just sitting there.
It's just intense. Oh my God.
One guy with a big, just that big mallet hitting that drum.
Damn, dude, I want to be that guy.
I mean, that guy is pulling ass at the end of that opera, right? You know, you got ladies.
You're the gong guy. You're the big drum gong guy.
You got ladies out there fanning themselves off just watching this. There's some. You got some lady in horns out there. Cripes. I mean, that's opera right there, man.
That is, man. I want to go to that one.
Yeah, I'll go to that one.
Opera you want to go to? This one right here. Be at the edge of my seat.
So good. So good.
All right, I'm going to try to do sports.
Yeah, let's see if we can do sports. Here we go.
Jesus. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sweaty. Sweating over here. From
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
As always, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other amazing Bud products. So if you're in an intense situation and you're thirsty, they got you covered, Bud Distributing.
There you go. Damn it, dude. All right, we're going to focus here. Whew. Hey, you just want to rant about golf? You said you wanted to rant about
golf. Yeah, if you don't have anything, it's not a big rant.
No, I got plenty. I got plenty here, but you just take it. I need to take
okay.
a drink of water.
So if you were watching golf at all this past weekend, one of the majors, right? One of the major tournaments was on. You probably know mm-hmm. better than I do, right?
I am. It's the Open. British Open.
It was a British Open, right? And I'm just going to say it. All right.
What?
Sometimes you make questionable fashion choices. Okay.
Oh, dude.
Okay. Sometimes you look back. All right. You look back. Like, Hunter, you and I'm not going to sit here and say that I was styling and profiling.
Dude,
with
some of those Polaroids from the 90s. Oh, my God.
You're right. My frosted tips and the puka shell and, the Billabong shorts with the black tank top, like wife beater. Like, I get it. Like, fashion is, there's an ebb and flow. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, there are still certain things, though, where I think we can all agree. Like, it's not a good look, okay? It's not...
Some of these guys, what they're wearing?
It's not what they're wearing. It's their hairstyles. Did you see who won? Cameron Smith?
Yeah, it's Cameron Smith, dude.
Cameron Smith, okay? And he's got this little creepy Hunter-esque wispy mustache. And he's
got a mustache.
Oh my God. And he's got a mullet. So here's the thing, all right? Now that's fine. I get it. You want to be that cool guy with the mullet at the party, right?
Here's a weird thing in golf. You gotta like stand out to like get sponsored. I mean, Cameron Smith's good enough to get sponsored.
Well, obviously
he
finished at 20 under. Like he had an amazing round, but
smashed it.
Here's the thing, Hunter. I'm watching. I'm like, hey, congratulations. But then he had to sit there and get the trophy or whatever presented to him. And he's just got this ridiculous mullet. This ridiculous. Hey, and I guess.
Dude, here's the thing. He's not the only one. Dude, the mullet has made a full return if you haven't noticed.
Here's what I'm going to say. It is a hipster kind of thing to do right now. And I'm not. Look, if you're out there right now, you're listening, you got the mullet. I'm not knocking you for it. But you know, in 10 years, you're going to look back and go, oh, yeah. That was a weird summer. You know what I mean? Like, this guy now has professional photos. It is going to be in the history of the British Open or whatever.
Yeah.
And there he is with his wispy little mustache and his
John
mullet.
Daly's held up a lot of trophies, too. And I don't know if you've seen his hair.
That's John Daly back in the 80s, okay?
That was a real. So here's what it is. That was a real mullet. Like that wasn't like he. John Daly didn't have a mullet because he was like, dude, it'd be funny.
Right.
Like the mullet's like a funny cut. You know, like the mullet nowadays are like, there's sarcasm behind it.
Exactly.
Back in the day, there wasn't. That was it.
Hunter, that's exactly the point I'm trying to make. Thank you for making it much more understandable. That
if there's sarcasm behind your mullet, you need to get rid of it. It's not a real mullet.
And I'm just saying, too, like, it's fun. Have it for the summer, okay? But like,
or just do it like 4th of July.
4th of July. Like, exactly.
And then I can see that.
Before you go to maybe a wedding or a bat mitzvah or, I don't know, win the British Open, how about you cut it? Because now he is going to have forever, for the history of looking up golf and the British Open, be like, oh, who won in 2022? Oh, that guy? That guy won?
You know what I like about the mullet? It looks like an easy cut to do, like to yourself. Like, so, it looks like you did it yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You just set the wall trimmers.
Shave the sides, right?
Yeah. You set the wall trimmers at like a 2 and you right there, and you're done.
Shave the sides.
And you're done.
Then you decide if you want lightning bolts or not.
It's just like, it's fun now, and I'm sure people out there are like, oh man, look, you see Cameron, look at that guy's on. But in 10 years you're like, oh, hey Cameron, remember this photo? Like, that is
a bowl cut of all bowl cuts.
That is embarrassing. I should be embarrassed of myself. I don't know. That's just kind of where I'm at.
Maybe you won't, though. You know?
I think you will. Because, again, with everyone saying, oh, yeah, it's kind of made a comeback, you're absolutely, it's a comeback sarcastically, ironically.
It's a sarcastic comeback.
Yeah. It's ironic. Like, you do it because you know people are like, man, that's an awesome mullet. My dad had one of those in the 80s.
Here's the thing. It's not the same way with, like, the girls in the high-waisted shorts.
Yeah.
Like, there's no sarcasm behind that. They actually believe that looks good.
It's fashionable right now.
It's not fashionable. They think it's fashionable. Hunter, you're wrong.
You're very angry about the high-waisted shorts. Like,
ladies, if there was some sarcasm behind the high-waisted shorts, I could get around it a little bit more. But no, you, like, fully think that looks good. Bothers me.
The old 1920s bathing suit look. It's so hot right now.
That's appealing.
I think that's starting to go off. I think what's coming back now with the younger kids is the low waisted. It's
good,
the low rise. Yeah,
it's a great look.
The Christina Aguilera from Genie in a Bottle.
Here we go.
Look right there.
Get the tattoo on the hip, you get the can of Playboy Bunny in there from like we did back in the day. Brock.
The underwear that just hangs on the hips, you know, the little whale tail showing. I think that's what's hot right now. But yeah, so when I see a mullet nowadays, I'm like, all right, that's pretty funny. That's a pretty badass mullet. But then I also expect you to hop back in your T-top Camaro and take off back to 1984 where the mullet was actually fashionable. That's it.
You know what we need to have come back is the Mr. Perfect, you know, that wrestler, Mr. Perfect, perm.
Yeah, perms. What, perms went out of style? What are you talking about? Come on now.
Hey, man. No, I'm talking about like the big puffy, you know, like down to the middle of your back.
Yeah.
Jerry Carroll perm.
When is the skullet going to be in style? Where the top of the head is completely shaved and then the rest of it is long?
It's wispy, like the Crypt Keeper.
Like the Crypt Keeper. I want the Crypt Keeper look.
Jesus.
I want to look like Hatchet Jack or whatever.
Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero, bad guy. But anyway, Cameron, I'm not taking anything away from your golf when it's big. But know.
Dude, he can do anything he wants. He won the British Open.
At this point.
Millions of dollars for playing golf.
Maybe it's all in the hair, man. It's the confidence behind the mullet.
That wind flowing through it, dude. It feels good.
I'm looking at him. He just looks effing ridiculous, dude. Come on. Anyway. So that's all I had. I had my little rant, and I was just, you know.
Well, I like that. Yeah. Cameron Smith, like I said. He held up the trophy. You didn't. So.
Dude, 20 under? My God, it's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. Okay. Next hour, dude, I got baseball and eating, like extreme eating, football, and more football. So.
Oh, wait. Damn it. Hold on. Oh, no. No, not. No. Damn. I ruined it. Hold on.
You blew it.
I tried to put the. All right.
You ruined my sports.
We had something good. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Damn button. Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 10 rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:25, Brock Hunter.
It's a beautiful morning. It's going to be a hot day today, too.
Hot? All right, let's get to it, because I know Hunter said he's got a lot of sports to talk about, so let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, you, I'm thirsty. Hey. You're like, hey, I'm stocked up with Bud Distributing. Boom.
Here we go, man. Let's start off with college football here. Florida Gators quarterback, his name's Anthony Richardson. He dropped his nickname. It's kind of surprising that it's taken this long for him to change it. But Richardson tweeted that his he was dropping the nickname AR-15 and said, while the nickname is only a nickname, an AR-15 was simply a representation of my initials combined with my jersey number, it's important to me that my name and brand are no longer associated with the assault rifle that has been used in mass shootings, which I do not condone in any way or form. It's probably a good idea, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, here's an example. Like pre-1990, like, my nickname was The Juice.
The Juice.
Hey, The Juice.
No one called
you
The Juice.
And then, like, 1991 comes around, and I'm like,
Hunter,
yeah, maybe stop calling me the...
No one called you The Juice. Come on.
They called me The Juice, dude. That was quick.
No one called you The Juice.
Oh, dude, that was...
Calls you The Juice because you wet your pants all the time. Oh, The juice is loose. Yeah, you know, and I think this is pretty responsive. He's in, obviously, a high level.
Well, he's a quarterback, too.
You know what I mean? Exactly. He's in the limelight, and yeah. It sucks that we live in a world where this is a conversation to be had, but, you know, I commend the guy. And this is not a political statement about guns or anything like that, but hey, give him credit for making a stand, letting his opinion be known, and there you go. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
You made a good decision there.
Yeah.
Moving on. More pro football. Pittsburgh Steelers fans outraged again yesterday when a video surfaced of a giant crane removing the giant ketchup bottles from the scoreboard of Heinz Field, or not anymore, it's Acrisure.
Yeah.
Stadium. Well, that's hard to say. Acrisure?
Yeah, that.
Anyway, it was a visual slap in the face that his name change is a real thing. It is a real thing. It's happening, man. Something that the Steelers fans will have to live with for at least the next 15 years. Why do I feel like the Steelers have gotten, like, the raw end of the deal lately?
Well, they deserve it. Anyone over in Pittsburgh deserves it.
Yeah. What are Pittsburgh's rivals?
New England?
Is it?
I think so. Isn't that the same conference?
I've always kind of liked the Steelers. I mean, the hard-nosed football team.
Yeah.
You know? Big Ben, dude. I grew up with the Big Ben, watching him.
God, what a weird career he had. Started off great, then he had that lull and some less than stellar accusations. Then he came back and he did well. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Then he got a motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's kind of when it fell apart a little bit for him. So,
I've heard stories about Big Ben. Like, there's a lot of people in the NFL, around the NFL, say, dude, he's like the most talented individual ever. He just doesn't really care too much.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of has ridden off of his talent.
Well,
that's why you catch him in strip clubs.
He's always been a little he always looks a little bloated, like he's hungover most days.
You know? But hey, dude. Sundays, he's back there, man. And it's hard to bring that dude down.
He was the youngest guy to win a Super Bowl, I believe, or second youngest. Or he was the youngest, and I think Mahomes beat him.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
You retired last year, right?
Yeah, this was his last season so.
Yeah, for sure.
If only some other quarterback would actually stay retired.
Damn right, son.
Ridiculous.
He's back. All right, anyway, moving on. This last story here, baseball, extreme eating. What? Last week, Kansas City Royals fan, his name's Jack Shaw, he showed up at Kauffman Stadium to watch his favorite team, right? And to take advantage of the Dollar Dog Night, which is, I love that, dude. You can go to baseball stadiums and it's still pretty cheap. Dollar Dog Night, Shaw ate one hot dog every half inning. And for those of you keeping score, that's 18 hot dogs and 9 innings.
perfect.
That's 18 dogs in 9 innings.
That was a
ended
sound.
Up being even more.
That was a sound cut of more challenging. Booty hole right there, right there.
Oh God, dude, he's grabbing his stomach there in the ninth. He ended up even more challenging because the game was unusually short, just 2 hours and 44 minutes.
Hold on. This story's got so many layers. Okay, so it's Dollar Dog Night. Okay, yeah. Come out, watch a baseball game, get a hot dog for a dollar.
There you go.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, all right, I'm strapped for cash. I'm going to make the most of this. I'm gonna stuff up so I don't have to eat for like 3 days. So I'm going to eat a hot dog every half inning, okay?
Wow.
So after 3 outs, hot dog down, okay? 3 more outs, hot dog down. 9 innings. 18 hot dogs in how long?
2 hours and 44 minutes.
So we're talking 3 up, 3 down. That's you're Kobayashi-ing some hot dogs.
Dude, just anybody eating. I mean, Kobayashi, Joey Chestnut, those guys are on a different level. They're not even human. But even 18 hot dogs. That's a lot of lips and booty holes.
God, you're going to stink for a while after that, all right?
You smell like the ballpark.
You smell?
Dude, aren't they usually like the big, you know, like the big ones?
The jumbo?
You get your regular.
Yeah. Yeah, like the big jumbo dogs that, yeah, I mean, they're not brat size, but they're bigger than that, you know, like the little Oscar Mayer kid hot dog, right?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Still, man, even 18 of the small ones. I don't even think I could eat 18
cocktail weenies.
You eat
18 cocktail weenies. You're like, all right, that's too much.
Struggling a little bit.
That's too much. Then you hear the rumbling.
then this sounder comes out.
That's the reason I built that up, just so I can play that again. All of our best ofs are going to have that sound effect.
Good.
It's the same show
over and
over.
It's an intense show.
Well, so he's dead, right? He died.
He died. He walked out and died. No, he's still alive. He'll be back.
He's struggling, though. He's struggling.
He'll be back
he's alive.
Next Friday.
But he's struggling. 18 hot dogs. All right, anything else?
There you go. That's it.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Brock.